Hi, I'm Dr. Nandini Nelivigi, a senior consultant orthodontist, director Nelivigi Dental Clinic, Belandur, Bangalore. Today we are going to talk about dental implants. All dentists try their best to save a tooth up to the last best opportunity. However, there might come a situation when a tooth has to be removed. The causes for extraction could be varied, from grossly destructed tooth due to dental caries, periodontally compromised tooth, fractured tooth, etc. Once a tooth is pulled out, the question comes, what happens if we do not replace a missing tooth, and how do you replace the missing tooth? The teeth are stable in a position only when they are in contact. If there is no adjacent or opposing tooth, the teeth migrate until they make a contact. Hence, not replacing a missing tooth jeopardizes the health of two adjacent and one at least one opposing tooth. In order to maintain the health of the teeth, gums, alveolar bone, and generally oral health, we have to replace a missing tooth. So basically, there are three ways of replacing a missing tooth. The first one is called a removable partial denture, the second one a bridge, and finally the dental implants. A removable partial denture takes support of the supporting bone and soft tissue and the teeth to replace a missing tooth. It has to be removed after every meal and has to be brushed and kept well. Many people find it cumbersome with food getting lodged after every meal. The second way of replacing is to make a bridge. A bridge is done when a tooth ahead and behind the missing tooth are prepared to receive a crown. So two teeth which are in good health have to be cut to receive a crown, which is usually not a very good idea to do. The last option is an implant. An implant is a titanium screw which is placed in a bone over which a crown is placed to replace the missing tooth. Implant placement can be done in a single or two stage techniques. Single stage technique or an immediate loading implant, two stage technique or a delayed loading implant. In immediate loading implant, the deceased tooth is extracted atraumatically and an appropriate length implant is placed. The area around the implant needs to be packed with bone graft and then the flaps are sutured. An immediate placement tooth is placed and fixed in on the implant. Patient is asked to be careful on not eating anything using the tooth. Giving a gap of about 3 to 4 months, a final crown is placed. This procedure is mainly required for the front tooth for aesthetic reasons. In delayed loading implant, once the deceased tooth is extracted, the socket is allowed to heal for a period of 2 to 3 months. Socket preservation techniques can also be used to avoid any kind of bone loss. Then an implant is placed in the area and with a gap of 2 to 3 months, the implant is loaded. Dental implants are the closest replica to a natural tooth. They help preserve the alveolar bone as the forces of occlusion are transmitted to the bone. They replace both the root as well as the crown of the tooth. The procedure is less painful than getting a tooth extracted. And if taken care of well, they can last a lifetime. To know more about oral health, stay tuned to my channel for the next episode.